I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Welcome to I Like Beer, the podcast where we discuss great beers and the stories that go with them. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Jeff.
We've got Tom here.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
And we're not home.
We are not home. We
left the nest.
The Lone Star State.
Friends who love good beer and telling stories, so we turned it into a podcast.
And like I said, we are on a road trip. Would you call it a road trip? I don't know if it's a road trip. It's a field trip. We took a plane, so that's why I wouldn't say it's a road trip. But we are in Texas. We are in Austin. And we are checking out the scene here.
Teachers by day, beer drinkers by night. Lucky enough to live in North County, San Diego. Beer mecca within a beer mecca. Please pour yourself a beer, pull up a bar stool, and join us.
Hey, doctor coming to you from my bidet. And I was thinking, I'd really like a nice cold beer. So can you all buy me a beer, please? Not a coffee. Go to ilikebeerthepodcast.com, click on buy me a coffee, and buy me a beer.
Now, Talon, you've been to Austin. You've brought me stickers and beers from Austin. We're here for a few days, and it can be a bit overwhelming.
Yes,
there's
it can.
A lot to do.
But there's hope.
But there's hope.
There's hope.
We brought an expert.
We did bring an expert.
We brought in Jordan Golomeski.
Yes.
And Jordan, tell us what you do.
So I do the Austin Ale Trail. It's a brewery passport in the greater Austin area. So it's works just like a normal passport. Go to breweries. You open it up. You get a stamp. So when you buy your first beer, you get a stamp. Collect the stamps. Try to get them all in Austin. And also we do passport perks. So they're just little perks you get for going to the breweries. So it's an incentive that you get for visiting the breweries and exploring. And then at the end of the year, we do a party. And we just give out free swag and meet people and hang out and just kind of celebrate the year.
That sounds like a great gig.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
This will be it's technically the fourth. So it started in 2019. 2020 was kind of a wash.
Yeah.
We still promoted. So I know you guys talk about there's some weird laws in Texas, but beer to go. So that was something that during the lockdowns and stuff, they passed a law so that people could do beer to go.
Yeah, we kind of had the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, they couldn't do that. So we just kind of supported that. And then in 2021, we felt like people were ready to go back out again, in Texas at least. So
the question is for you, I mean, we talked about earlier, you said, yeah, you've got a day job. Like, we all have day jobs.
Yeah.
We only drink beer professionally, I guess is what we'd say.
I don't know.
As a hobby or professionally, I don't know what it is. But so what got you into this?
I've just kind of always been into beer. You know, in college and stuff, I had a group of friends. We weren't super into craft beer at the time. So I went to Purdue. So Goose Island.
Oh, look at that. They're doing well right now. I don't know where we'll be.
Good weekend.
Final Four is right.
Goose Island and Magic Hat, number 9, were probably
love
two
Magic Hat, number 9.
So this was kind of... this is like 2008, 2009, when like craft beer was kind of like having the new wave, I guess, for
resurgence
for the States, and like becoming more common. So we had a craft beer bar in town that we would go to, and they would do pitchers and a pie for $10, but they would have some craft beers on tap. Mm-hmm. So like while other people would get like the Bud Light or whatever, we're like, no, this is like an expensive beer. We can get a pizza
or more culture
and a whole pitcher of like some crazy IPA.
Pay for the upgrade.
Yeah, for like $20, you know? So that's kind of how we got into it. And then after college, we all just were all over the country. And we were just like, let's just keep doing trips. Let's just go visit and do breweries and things. We just kind of all discovered that we liked beer. We didn't realize that we all were that into it, but it was from, that's really where it was born.
Sounds like a familiar story.
Deja vu. I was just having that.
Right? Hearing y'all's story sounds like it's kind of like the same thing. Like you do these trips, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
So we've been all over the country, some international, mostly just in the States though. But when I moved to Texas in 2010, and I liked beer. I ordered beer on a Friday, but I didn't know a lot of people yet because I had just come from college. And so I would just buy 6-packs from HEB that was mentioned. That's like a local grocery store chain here. And even if it was a beer I didn't like, I was too broke to throw it away, so I would just drink beer. And so I really like expanded my craft beer taste from that. And with the brewery thing, so even at that time, there were only like 3 or 4 breweries in Austin. So there wasn't a whole lot going on, but I was interested in that.
So you've seen the Austin beer scene.
I've seen it explode. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were some staples. Like we were talking about Jellyfish, which is honestly that I've been around Pine House since the beginning, but I moved next to the one where the South Lamar where Jellyfish started. So it was like a boon for me. I was like, this is perfect. Like I love Pine House. They just have been saying Jellyfish, you know? So I was kind of in that wave from the beginning. Before that, I would say Real Ale, which it's not in Austin, but it's kind of considered an Austin beer. That's when Fireman's Four came out, and everybody loved that. The 502, which is another Austin staple, they're from Con Porter. That was
fantastic.
That was the beer. So it's been neat to kind of see. And then, yeah, once Jellyfish hit, it totally took a whole, like it kind of exploded in a whole other direction. But yeah, so I've been around, I've been checking out breweries, and for me, it was really just going to tap rooms. It was kind of like I was collecting experiences, because you kind of realize, oh, like I like this beer, I'm going to check that place out. They're in the neighborhood. Breweries were definitely like the first places where I became a regular, where people recognized me. So that was kind of cool. Like, you know, even if I didn't talk to them, they're just like, oh, they
here's this guy again.
Example, whatever. I was like, oh, I'm becoming a regular.
He's back.
Yeah. And I was never really from like small towns, but I guess I was under 21, so I wasn't like a regular at a place, but so it was kind of cool. It kind of got me into the culture, the brewery culture in Austin. It's very protective. If you're on the outside, they're just wary and protective. But once you're in, it's like a huge family. Like I think you guys probably experienced that a little bit, but
yes, that's a bit, describe San Diego
as
well.
It's a family here. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely similar. So it's definitely like that tight knit atmosphere, which just makes you love it. Like nobody's in competition here. Everybody's trying to support each other.
Yeah.
People collab a lot. It's just very supportive. I think everyone knows like Austin's not physically large, but everyone's kind of got their neighborhood. So you're not truly competing with anybody else. Like everybody wants everyone to succeed and do well. So that's kind of part of how I fell in love with it. Going back to like the day job thing. So I'm a designer. I do creative marketing, graphic design, creative design, things like that. So that's always been my background. And I've worked not in the beer industry, but because I was in the beer scene, I just wanted to be a part of it. And I was like, well, I'm not a brewer. Like I've done some brew days and stuff. It's fun. I don't know if it's what I'd want to do full time. It's not how I want to contribute. But I was like, well, I got these other skill sets. This is how I'd want to be a part of it. So that's really how it started. It was just like, how could I contribute in a different way? Most breweries either have a designer or like, it's usually like, oh, this is our friend that does this art or whatever. So
my sister does this.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's always somebody. It's always like, oh, we got somebody that does whatever. Or it's like our guy in house wants to do it, so they do it, you know? So that's kind of the nature of how that goes. And a lot of people in breweries, I'm sure you've seen this, like people try to kind of just get in and be like, what are you doing? I want to do your stuff for you. And it's like, I've sat at the bar so many times hearing some other person trying to like do this pitch, and it's like, dude, this is not, like, especially in Austin, it's like, it's not gonna work. If they don't know you, like, they're gonna be, they're protected. So that's kind of how like the passport, I a lot of cities do passports, and I was like, well, that's a way, maybe that's a way that I can, you know, like repay, like I want to be part of the industry,
get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
So what goes into making one of these? Like what's the?
So it's kind of like herding cats sometimes, because everybody's busy, different sizes. I think most people are into it. It's just, you never know who you're. For me, my contact could be like the owners, or it's like a front house manager. It's all, or their social media person. It's all kinds of people. So a lot of it just, it definitely helps being in person. So for me, it's like when you have over, the number fluctuates every year, but it's over 50 in this one. So it's managing a lot of relationships. I design the book. I do the, like I said, I have the design backwards. So production, I get the quotes. I basically do like every aspect of the book, from ideation to design to completion to distribution. We actually have breweries that do, like, we call them base camps. So we're leaning into the trail theme. Like everyone that's part of this, Austin has a lot of trails and greenery and hiking paths and things like that. So that's something we love. It's like part of the, some of our, there's only three of us, but the way we met was through run clubs.
It's nice.
It's like beer, brewery run clubs.
Running and beer going.
Yeah. So Austin's very,
I'm not with those feeling they don't.
I do more of the beer stuff than the run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come at the end of the run.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Or there's a lot of like the beer walk, right? Where you walk that one
beer crawl. Right?
and do that. So it's Austin has like that mix of like, it's like beer and food and people that don't want to move at all, but then there's like trails and outdoorsy stuff that people want to. So it's a balance, you know.
So if someone's coming to Austin, how do they get the book? How do they find you?
So if they find the book,
how do they find the Austin Ale Trail?
If you just search Austin Brewery Passport or Austin Ale Trail, you should find us on Google or any search engine. We partner with a lot of breweries in town, and we call them base camps. So if you go to our website or on our social media, Austin Ale Trail, you can find the base camps is where they are. So there's over 11 right now, I think, that sell them. And we have them in the front of the book. So it's a lot of it. So I actually haven't put a lot of money into it. Like I do mostly like organic hustle type, word of mouth type stuff. But I mean, we're findable. People find us. I get people from other towns that message us. Like I don't currently sell them online just because I don't have like the bandwidth to, I'm doing everything. So, but, and part of that is because I want the breweries to be partners. So whoever sells them to me, I basically pass the product to them. So it's like a reason for them to bring people in. But essentially we do like a launch party every year. So that's probably one of our biggest events because that brings in a ton of people that are ready to do the next season. But yeah, just find us online, social media. If you don't live in town and you're looking for one, you can message me. I'm pretty open about it. I just don't publicly advertise that. I can't ship it to everybody, but I'll work with you.
But I know you can find it because that's how I found it. I was here in November and I was at Blue Owl.
Yeah.
Saw the passport there and I grabbed and I go, oh, this is really cool. And I started talking to the beer tender and she was just raving about you guys. She goes, oh, you just need to call Jordan. And she gave me your contact information. So it's there. If you know, like a lot of your breweries, if you're going to any general brewery, you're going to probably find it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say they all know about it. Most of them know about it or have heard of it. It's the majority. Like it's not every brewery in the area. Right. So I say it's the best breweries in
there. There you go.
But I have select. Yeah. Like some have been in and out. Yeah. Thing. Every year is a new, so we do it in seasons. So every year I kind of like reach out again. I'm like, hey, who wants to be in? I've expanded pretty far. San Marcos is probably like 30 minutes south of Austin. I've had some of those breweries that I just personally love and I want them to be in.
Right.
I think the furthest one in this one is, it's in Salado, which is just outside of Temple, which is almost an hour away. So that's not Austin, but they're friends.
Hey, you get a stamp. I'll take it.
Yeah, for me, it's like if it's within an hour, the real beer fans just like checking out breweries.
It's the Austin region.
Yeah.
What I like too about it, which is kind of cool, is that, you know, it's something physical that you can actually hold or look through it and read. It's not an app where you're scrolling through pages or whatever else. And so it's kind of fun. And it's got, like every one of them has something that they'll give you, whether it's 10% off or a free koozie or something like that. And so it's a great way if you're coming to the town to just kind of have something to give you some guidance on where to maybe go and where to start.
Yeah, and definitely. And that's what I like about kind of like the old school analog paper is that phones run out of batteries or whatever. It's nice that you can just flip through it and be like, oh, this is next door. Yeah. And obviously like our website has all the stuff on there. Like you can look online and see, we have a map online and all that stuff. So if you like the digital, you can do that.
Yeah.
So we're not going to put you on the spot and have you pick a favorite. You're maintaining a lot of relationships here. And full disclosure, we're at Pint House recording this. But if
Which is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
good answer.
But if you're, for us beer nerds, for us beer lovers, and we're coming to Austin and we're going to see the name brands, they're out there, they're prominent, they're easy to find. But give us a name of the...
Top five.
Give us a few off to be
five.
Yeah, some of those.
Maybe you can even differentiate based on style or location or vibe.
I'm trying not to send you too far out.
I'm looking for those. If you knew, you'd be.
The one that's not going to pop up on Google, but the ones.
Yeah. So I guess it's like every year for me, right? So I will say these two, Meanwhile and Holdout, have been really putting out great stuff. Those I think you can both find. You can definitely find Meanwhile.
So I think we found them.
We've been there. Go ahead.
They're
getting
so. I would echo you.
Check the box. But I would say like the low key people that you might not hear about. Nomadic is pretty good. That's in off of South Congress. Those guys are doing some good stuff. They're pretty small. They're pretty small still. And actually, right next to there is Vacancy. Which the brewer from there used to work with Pilsner Urquell. So he like his Pilsner game is solid, but then he does some other stuff and that just kind of has a whole different vibe for like what you expect of a brewery. And it's like husband and wife owned, and she's like a marketing creative So like, see, their whole theme is like motel theme and like kind of like that.
That's cool.
Arizona, New Mexico, like Route 66 kind of vibes. It's a cool brewery, and you can. And what's cool about that is you can do Pneumatic, Vacancy, and then St. Emil's right there.
Yeah.
Which is, that guy came from Awesome Beer Works, which is another big one. On another part of the town, east side, I would say people really like Oddwood. They do some kind of just more lagers, pills, standard styles. And right next to that is Batch Craft Beer and Kolaches.
Yeah, part of that.
I know there's another Batch. I can't remember. It's Minnesota or something. But yeah, Batch Craft Beer and Kolaches. They just had a new brewer come in, and they're doing some pretty cool stuff too. If you have time, you can head out to Cedar Park and Red Horn Brewing. I'm actually a big fan of that. But that is like a 20, 30 minute. Like, okay. That's like not in Austin. It's considered Austin, but it's...
Not Austin proper.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. Oh, Southern Heights. That's kind of a cool hangout. That's where I go if I mean, it gets crowded, but if I don't want to... If I'm just kind of like, I want a beer and I just want to chill and hang out, that's another one of those, I'd say. So...
All right, very good. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Sure. One last, like, what next steps? Like, you mentioned the end of the year party. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. So we call them Trails End parties. So that'll be in June. So I'm currently working. I'm trying to plan that with a couple breweries. So the way that works is traditionally we've done it. It's a party after the season ends, which is in May. And we have a bunch of swag and giveaways. So if you do a certain amount of breweries, like, there's just some freebies. It's just like a thank you for going above and beyond. We also typically have like an ale trail ale, which can be, it's a collaboration with the brewery. So that can be, it doesn't necessarily have to be an ale, but that's the moniker. So right. It could be a stout, it could be an IPA, it could be whatever. So it's just kind of like a party to like celebrate the end of the year. I don't necessarily get to always interact with everybody that does it. So it's a way for me to kind of meet some of the people that do it. And I hear stories and things like that. Just like a way to get friends together and then kind of. If you miss it, it's my chance to kind of be like, hey, this will come out in a couple months. You know, check us out, follow us, and
very
stay
cool.
Tuned for the next one.
So any next steps, next things for you guys? Anything else you want to highlight?
Next steps for me would be probably more events. Like I see the Passport as a community. So it's free for the breweries to be involved other than the Passport perk. That's like the only request of them to be part of it, just to kind of make it a thank you to the people that do it. But again, this is a catalyst to bring people together. So this is a community.
Right.
So I just want the Passport to kind of just run itself. Like, I'm fine doing it every year, but I want it to be more, to bring more value to the breweries. Cause in that way, I'm like, I'm supporting the breweries. It's not that it's not about the people that do it, but it's to uplift the breweries. It's to feature breweries and to give them value and bring people back in. Yeah. So like, I definitely see myself as industry, not like I'm leeching off of.
Right.
Damn. I mean, I think it's a symbiotic.
Yeah, you're helping them. You're promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what we feel like. Yeah. We feel like we're PR and promotion for them as well. So it becomes a good relationship.
Yeah. So for me, it's like that's like the real future of it is, let's plan fun things to do that people want to do. And then be associated with, like, Ale Trail does cool things.
Right.
They do fun events that bring people into our business. It's really where I'd like to take it.
All right. So one last time, where can people find you and find the Passport?
Yeah, AustinAleTrail, .com or ATXAleTrail.com, sorry. And then AustinAleTrail on Instagram is probably the most. We have it on social media and stuff, but honestly, if you just Google AustinAleTrail, you'll find us. We're the first listing.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to try this. I've never done this in part, but Jordan, so thanks for meeting with us and talking with us. And we'd love to keep chatting, but right now we got to run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.